I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so it is October, the month of Halloween, and you're very excited. You're going to throw a big Halloween bash. The guy that you're dating just moved in with you, and you guys are hosting it together. It's going to almost be like a housewarming slash Halloween bash. You're really excited, and it's going to be a costume party because you guys are into costumes. And you come home for work, and you tell him, like, you got to do a good one. Like, let's do this. And he's like, yeah, I'm on it, babe. You call each other babe. It's fine. And then you come home from work, and you notice that that there's like a pile of your linens, like at the foot of the bed. And you're like, oh, maybe he needed to change the sheets. And so you're like, hey, babe, like, what's up with all these linens? And he's like, oh, I'm trying to make my ghost costume. He has cut holes in every single sheet you own. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
My name is Patrick. I'm Patrick.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right.
So I'm mostly upset about his poor craftsmanship.
That's true. Yeah,
I'm like, why is, like, he so bad at
how did
making
it take
a
you
ghost
seven,
costume?
Eight attempts?
Yeah. Hold, no, you have a you have many backup sheets because you moved in together.
Right.
Yeah,
hold
all
on.
Of his
hold
sheets
on.
Become your sheets. Over.
Is the final ghost costume good?
Is it dope?
Yeah.
Does he look like the Harbinger from A Christmas Carol? Like,
yeah.
With the cage, it's super fucking scary.
Yeah, or that Japanese ghost that's like wearing the robe that, like, what's it called? Like, vengeful spirits that torment the people who wronged them in life.
Yeah. Is it?
Is it like that?
Is it a kick-ass ghost costume?
Or is it just literally like holes where the eyes are?
Yeah, the Gina Davis.
It's the Gina Davis. And he failed. And he's not happy with any of them. And he's cut up. But he's also like, we could just still use them. They're just holes.
For what? Like Orthodox Jewish sex?
Yeah. Why two holes then?
The balls.
Sure, you gotta stick the balls through.
Did he do wrong? That's,
well, he's every time he starts with like a really small hole. They're too small for his eye. For his eyes.
I guess
then he gets a little bigger, and then eventually it's too big. Oh,
and then they connect to each other.
Yeah, and then it's ruined.
And the whole thing's just busted. Yeah.
Mask then.
Yeah.
So he's ruined all of your sheets, but refuses to acknowledge that they're ruined.
Well, I mean, he recognizes that there's holes in the sheets now, but he...
They're not ruined.
They're not ruined.
They're,
I guess,
holes.
The question is, because you have to get new sheets. That's...
Right.
You're not going to sleep on these sheets. But is it fair to be angry that someone has ruined all of your sheets in the effort to have a costume for your party?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this is the costume?
It's,
yeah,
two ghosts?
The fact that this is like a dumbass costume that,
yeah,
like ruined a lot of sheets. I think I would like,
because it's like I guess I'm in the moment.
Yeah.
You've just realized everything that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
No, yeah, I'm pissed.
Try to calm down.
Are you sharing money? Is the first question.
Mm-hmm.
Will you pay rent together?
Okay.
You pay utilities and stuff together.
Okay. Let's say you have, okay, how about this? You guys have like a joint account, but you also have your own money.
Yes, you still have your own money.
He's going to pay for those sheets with his own money. He's getting some new sheets.
Yeah. You run out and get some sheets. I'm going to take this mess and make 9 like floating ghosts for the backyard.
Yeah. But you need to figure out another costume.
Right. I'll take the lead on the costume. Yeah. I'm going to salvage this situation.
Yeah. I think get out and giving him a task is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got to work through this.
Yeah. Go buy sheets.
And I might say go buy, like, I'm going to give you specific.
Like which sheets?
My trust in you
is
now at a very low place.
You like pre-order them on Target.com.
Yeah, exactly.
So he just has to go pick them up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Right? Because this guy does not have good judgment.
What if he normally does have good judgment?
Okay.
And this is the first time that that this would be atypical behavior.
I'd be worried something was going on. I'd be like, how's your family? What's happening?
Like, let's get into the other, like, let's leave these here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come into a different room and, like, talk.
Could it be maybe that he's like a, you know, it's like a left brain, right brain kind of thing? Like, maybe he's a financial whiz or very responsible at work.
Financial
then you give him a pair of crafting scissors and he just fucks it all up.
I mean, if he was my boyfriend, I would hope that he would look to me. I can handle the crafting.
Yeah.
You know, don't maybe worry about
like,
it.
Maybe, okay. I wanted to do this for you.
Yeah. What if he was like, I just wanted to surprise you because like I know that like that's
surprised me.
Yeah. He's like, I know you like value this kind of stuff and I just wanted to try it. And like, I guess I just really messed up. Like I was trying to fix it and it just kept getting worse. And like,
Yeah, I think I forgave him.
Yeah. If he says that, I'm going to hug and kiss his face.
Yeah. He still has to run out and get the sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're not sleeping on those sheets.
And razz them for a little while. Like anytime you see like, I don't know, sheets like hanging on a clothesline.
Keep them away from those.
Yeah, just like elbow.
He's going to have to get used to that living with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But I liked your idea too of turning them into like ghosts for the party. Yeah. Like I like that. Like, oh, let's
hang them
craft
in the yard
together and like, we can do a thing. I mean, but my immediate reaction, it would be very hard not to be mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, you could have just stopped.
You could have also gone to the thrift store to get sheets.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Don't use the ones at home.
But, like, I think we've, maybe just me, I assume that we've all been, like, in situations where, like, you start down a path that's not totally right, and then you're, like, you've been at it too long when you're, like, oh, what have I done here?
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know what the difference is, though, and this is going to sound really shitty, but for me, I usually change my plan of attack during it, and then it turns into something else that still looks cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not, I'm just going to keep trying to do the same thing on all these different sheets.
He did it on fitted sheets.
Oh, what?
What?
So it looks like a little cloud?
Yeah.
Bad.
Okay, he's like, I thought it would be good because like it would tuck in at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you really wouldn't see his feet.
Oh, that's kind of cute if you did like a little, did a little pinning or sewed it so they're like parachute pant ghosts.
Oh, he looks like really the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. But this guy
is not going to figure that out.
No.
He's not going to remember to get like the little hat.
Uh-huh.
He's like started going into the towels. You're like, oh no.
No. Oh no.
Oh, if there are also eye holes in all the towels.
But he doesn't tell
you.
Weeks later.
Did you guys like have a laugh about it?
Weeks later, you get a towel and you're like, what?
Is this from Halloween?
And he's like, we must have mice or moths or something.
Oh
no. So like, what if
I
he's
recognize
like
recognize this shoddy craftsmanship.
A mouse could do better than this.
Okay, so what if you find the other eye holes later and you're like, what the hell is this? You were doing this to towels too? And he was like, well, no, not when I was trying to do it with the other sheets, but I felt so bad about being bad at it before that after we bought new sheets, I was like, I'm gonna practice, but this time on towels.
But she told me not to use the sheets at home. So
right.
He's like Amelia Bedelia. There's nothing wrong with
him.
He is Amelia Bedelia. You're dating Amelia Bedelia.
I think you like hide. Like right now I have all my scissors in a bin that says cut on the outside.
Okay, you hide that.
Yeah. My scissors.
You're taking it with you to work every day.
Yeah.
Like scissors are no longer up for grabs.
No sharps.
I mean,
You can't.
This guy, you cannot trust him.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He destroyed all the sheets
and some of your towels.
You react to dating someone who's bad at crafting the same as you would who's, like, violently suicidal.
I'm taking him away.
Taking away all the blades. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's just this guy, this relationship, this guy is just kind of, like, a joke.
You just moved in with him.
Yeah.
You can't laugh at him now.
I know.
Unless he wants you to, I guess. Like,
oh, you think it's like big performance art?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Like he's making a big statement.
Like a funny one.
Yeah. Like he's some kind of joker.
Like
Oh
yeah, that movie's coming out this week.
Yeah.
Ta-da! We did it.
I don't think there's gonna be that many laughs in that movie though.
No, I think it's mostly gonna be sad and upsetting.
Yeah.
Disturbing.
I think
you guys all right? Anticipation.
What's that called?
It's just in anticipation. You got all three of you got so sad.
Well, it's a very sad thing.
Yeah, it's a sad thing.
But you know what's not sad?
What?
Comedy.
Yay!
Two segues in one hour.
No, but you know who are sad?
Who?
Clowns.
Comedians.
Oh, that's true.
Comedians are sad.
Yeah.
We're all comedians. We're all sad.
Yeah all the time.
And so we thought, why not do some comedianships?
Right.
Yeah, right. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Because that's right.
Yeah.
Because that's what, like, Joker is, right? Or at least in the new movie that, like,
he wants to be
that's, like, laid out that he's, like, trying to be a comedian.
Yes.
Oof. Yeah. Which is a tough life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also tough when you're kind of delusional.
Mm.
I mean, everyone's delusional, right? Everybody that tries to do something creative is delusional. You have to be.
Yeah, you have to have that level.
You have to think the odds are going to work in your favor when they probably won't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, when you start, you're so not talented in any way. It takes years and years to get talented.
Yeah.
But you have to work every day to get there. It's a job for crazy people, I feel like.
Because you're doing the same thing over and over again with a different expectation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But there are things to ship about comedians.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I can share my comedianship.
Oh, right.
Great.
So I was thinking about the comedian part of this comedianship is Kenny Banya.
Yeah.
From Seinfeld, who is such a fucking like beta to the point of almost being like an omega man, right? Like he's the other end of the alphabet, right? And he needs someone to kick his ass around, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Like there's a little bit where he's dating a woman who is mentoring Jerry's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jerry starts like mentoring him, which is what Banya needs. Cause like he sucks, right? Like Banya's bad. He's a bad comedian.
Yeah, he's a hack.
He's a total
not
hack.
Not like Seinfeld.
No, not like Seinfeld.
Hack. Seinfeld works on a joke for 6 years. And it's amazing.
Every word is crafted.
Give me a fucking break.
But But Banya does need someone to like make him focus, right? Okay. Someone to like and like he just needs it. That's probably why he's dating the woman who is mentoring Jerry's girlfriend in the first place.
Drawn to that sort of
drawn to that sort of like insane power, right?
Yeah.
Someone that can just direct him.
But Patrick, who else has insane power?
Okay. which way are you leading me?
I'm setting you up.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to know who it is.
So we're going to say Kenny's walking down the streets of New York one day, and he encounters a small little vial with like a pink bubbling liquid in it and like a cork holding the liquid in.
Oh, my God.
So he pops the cork, and there's like a little puff of like pink smoke, and He chugs the liquid.
Why not,
Banya?
What?
He drinks it?
Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on.
He found on a New York City street?
Yes. He loves anything that dissolves in milk.
Though, to be fair, his New York City streets are much cleaner than New York City street I've ever seen.
and there was like a little label on the vial that like had a little clock on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he drinks this vial and it sends him through time via potion magic.
Okay.
To the time of Emperor's New Groove, and Yzma is standing there.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
And Yzma, with Kronk in hand, is there to tell him what to do. So I assume that all magic in the world of Emperor's New Groove is potion based.
Yeah,
no, right. It is. So like they're transforming via potion. Yep. So also we can travel through time via potion.
Also, what it should do when he pulls open the thing,
yeah,
a cloud comes out, and the cloud is in the shape of a
perfect.
Of a
does
clock.
He choose Kenny Banya?
Yes.
Banya was chosen.
Yeah, by Yzma.
Okay.
Somehow, like peering into the future.
What did she see in him?
She saw someone that she could control
completely.
Because she's got Kronk, which she's got a pretty good handle on.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Why not Putty?
Because Kronk is you want to see Kronk and Putty
I
together?
I want to see Kronk and Putty together. And she loves Kronk. Why wouldn't she love
it's
Putty?
It's about the chase. Something new.
Yeah, and also she loves Kronk, but like Kronk has a rich inner life that doesn't really need Yzma.
Spinach
right?
puffs.
Yeah, true. Spinach puffs. He's like a scoutmaster. Like he's got a whole thing beside her. If Kenny is in Yzma's orbit, that's it.
Yeah.
He's going to be serving her forever, and he'll love every goddamn second of it.
It's true.
Yeah, he needs a boss.
Yeah, I think it's the best way for Kenny Banya to achieve any kind of potential.
Do comedy?
Sure.
Okay.
to the same extent he was doing it.
He does it to Kronk.
Right, and Kronk's a great audience.
Kronk laughs.
Oh,
good, good, good. And claps.
Yeah, he claps. He like reels back in his chair and slaps his knee.
Oh,
like Kronk is into it.
Yeah, Kronk loves it.
I'm trying to figure out though. So sexually.
Oh.
Yzma.
Oh.
Yzma and Kenny Banya.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Does Kronk get...
No, that's disgusting.
No?
Kronk doesn't like get in Kronk on it? I don't like Kronk being in there.
Why not?
I don't know. I want to protect
Kronk. Are his shoulders
Kronk
too wide?
Him to
okay,
be
when
involved.
Kelly draws a line.
Do you understand what's happening, Patrick? I don't know. Maybe he does.
Yeah, maybe he does.
I feel like... So Yzma's calling the shots.
Yeah.
I don't know her... sexual preferences. I get the vibe like she would want one guy at a time. Like I think she goes through guys.
Yes.
And like burns them out.
Yeah.
But I don't see her being like a group sex.
I feel like
person.
She would mind cucking Kenny.
Oh.
Oh
yeah.
Kenny,
yeah.
Kenny
is there.
Kenny gets cucked a lot.
Right, all the time.
Yeah. That's true.
You hate to see it.
No, you hate to see it, but gosh, if I had to read it online.
Kenny Banya may be the biggest cuck in the Seinfeld universe.
Sure.
Is there another?
I mean, Kenny
we should have done a whole episode about this. Who's the biggest cuck in the Seinfeld universe?
We'll wait for the Seinfeld reboot.
Is there going to be one?
It's not. Okay. I don't think
that Jerry wants to do that.
I don't
that.
Think Julia Louis-Dreyfus would do
oh,
it.
Oh, she's off
she's
to another
so
shit.
Beyond.
She's kicking ass.
She's kicking ass.
I feel like Jerry would do it.
Well, it
he's
going to
get tired
they,
of
they
driving around people.
Yeah, they like half did it on Curb.
Yeah. Because there was a story, there was a season storyline on Curb where they were doing a Seinfeld reunion. So then the final episode of that season was like them taping. And that was the unofficial, I think that's all we're going to get.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were at that tiki bar and that group of people were like, Jason Alexander's coming to teach us about overproofed rum. And we were like,
excited for a second.
We were like, really?
Jason Alexander?
And they're like, yes, the rum man who has nothing to do with the actor.
And we were like, oh, not the other one. And they're like, huh? Oh, yeah, there's another one. And I was like, what a world.
Those were rum people.
They were there for Rumfest.
Yeah.
Like, they were rummers.
They were rummers.
Oh.
Yeah. And also, we were at like a tiki bar during Rumfest. Like, we were in the wrong.
Yeah, no, that... I mean, honestly, though, considering how the staff reacted to the Rumfest, I think they were in the wrong. Because I think it was a surprise to many people that Rumfest was occurring.
Yeah, nobody told the staff.
Yeah.
They were stressed out by it.
But we had a wonderful time.
Yes, we had a great time.
It was so fun.
Colin, do you have...
Hilarious.
I do
have a comedianship. It's a sad one.
Aw.
It doesn't work out. And really all we get to see of it is like the degeneration of the relationship.
Oh my God. I wonder if we have the same one.
Oh my God. I wonder if ours involve the same people. Okay. Go.
Did you guys see Sleepwalk with Me?
Oh no.
Yes.
Okay. I have not seen it.
But this is, we're not sharing a ship today.
No, we're not sharing a ship.
I mean, we're close, but keep going.
Okay, okay. So this is Mike Birbiglia's first movie, co-written by Ira Glass. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's autobiographical. I saw it at the Arclight, like, right when I moved to L.A., yeah. and I was like, here I am.
It's so good.
It's such a good movie. And it's, you know, I like fucking sad shit. And this is some sad shit. But it's the story of Mike Birbiglia and his, like, first love and how their relationship ended. Mm-hmm. And her name is Abby. She's played by Lauren Ambrose from 6 Feet Under and Torchwood and Can't Hardly Wait. Great. Super fucking adorable. Great actor. She makes me cry in this movie.
Oh, she's so good.
Love it, love it, love it. But really, yeah, I just like to watch... relationship fall apart. And basically,
why does the relationship fall apart?
Well, so they meet in college and she kind of accepts him for, you know, like the goofy weirdo that he is. Like, she sees him at an open mic and he's terrible, and he just continues to bomb and bomb and bomb for years, and he's, you know, he's a hack, he doesn't really know what he's doing. And she never really judges him for that. She doesn't, I don't think, expect him to, you know, blossom ever, but she doesn't need that of him. Like, she's like, oh, he's a, you know, a sweet person who I love, and that's good enough. He doesn't have to be talented. And then she's an artist and musician and does, you know, her own thing, and they're very bohemian and fun in New York City. And then one day he sort of weasels his way into getting like a college tour for stand-up, and he's on the road, and he still stinks, but he's at least, like, working.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get better.
Yeah.
And he's falling in love with the lifestyle. And at the same time, he has this rare sleeping disorder that's making him sleepwalk and act out his dreams in real life. And it's, like, very dangerous and destructive. But so he has the option, basically, give up the tour, give up comedy, and focus on this relationship, or pursue this thing full bore. Mm-hmm. And, oh, God, it's so good. There's one point where they get into a really bad fight, so they decide to get married afterwards.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's so tragic.
You are a messy bitch, Colin.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. But it's really well done.
It's so nice, man.
Yeah. And it is, like, the romance of the movie is, like, him in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And his own, like, abilities.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and if I could note it now, you know, like, 9 years later,
yeah.
I'd like to see more of Abby's journey, because it is like a road trip movie, mm-hmm. but he's by himself. So a lot of it is just him on stage or him in a car. And then we kind of, like, cut back to New York and see her experience briefly every now and
yeah.
then. I'd like to see what her side of the story is. But then it wraps up in this very nice way where he does, like, the 10 years later talk, mm-hmm. and she found someone else and has kids. And then, you know, if you follow his other movies and his other specials, you know, he falls in love and marries someone else. And it's just, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
Sure. So they're all, like, affected by it, but not destroyed by it.
Exactly.
That's yeah. nice.
It is really nice. Nice. I like... Because it started as a stage, like a one-man show. So, yeah. like, it makes sense that there's not a ton of... Because, like, that's not his story to tell.
Right.
Her story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I always think of that scene where they get in a horrible fight, and then... Because I think it's even in his VO, where he's like...
Yeah.
And then we decided to get married.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, no!
And they're still, like, sweating
they're
crying.
So upset.
And just, like... They're like heaps of themselves at the end of this hours long fight, and then he like just barely is able to get out a proposal, and she's like, "Fine,
yeah,
you know? Oh, it's man, so brutal.
But it's
Jesus.
Yeah,
fine." Kelly, do you have a comedianship?
Yeah, okay. Loki is
great. I love this.
He comes to New York City.
He is a bit of a joker, isn't he?
Well, uh-oh. You're about to see something. Okay, so he comes to New York City.
Okay.
He's, like, walking around, and I think this movie takes place in New York City. We'll see. Correct me if I'm wrong. and he hears like really fun things happening from this nightclub.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah. And he like goes in and there's like everyone's like partying and there's even like police that are partying with them. And he like there's a guy that's like leading all the partying.
Ooh.
And he is wearing a bright yellow suit and a bright green mask. And
I think it's in Miami, but New York.
Oh, Miami. He goes to Miami. and is it in Miami? It's for sure not in New York, now that
yeah.
I'm thinking
yeah,
about
definitely.
It.
Yeah, I think Miami's Miami. Right.
Okay. He's in Miami.
All right.
And he there's this big party going on, and then you hear like, boom, chicky, boom, boom, chicky, boom, boom, chicky, boom. And he's like, who is this guy? And across the room, and the guy's like on the stage. There's all these people partying. And then Loki walks in, and then they like lock eyes. And it's like, shoo, because Loki is so narcissistic, of course he has to go for a guy who is basically possessed by the spirit of Loki.
Yeah.
And then they...
That is part of the mythology, right? That, like, yeah, the mask... Is, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does Loki recognize his mask out in the wild?
He... So first he's like, I just need... He's like, maybe I'm so drawn to him because I just need to get the mask back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you are referring to...
The mask.
Okay.
Played by Jim Carrey.
Yes.
And...
Stanley Ipkiss, I believe, is that character's name.
Ipkiss.
Stanley Ipkiss. And I think that one... does take place in New York. Ace Ventura is in Miami, I think.
Sure.
But let's not get buried in details. That's what Twitter's for, guys.
Yeah, we love when you correct us. We'll stand by it, but we like corrections.
No, guess what? We're all wrong.
Los Angeles.
Edge City, which is Los Angeles.
Edge City?
Yeah, it's fake Los Angeles.
Edge City.
Yeah, Edge City.
Like edge of the country?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or like from U2?
It's the Edge City.
The Edge City.
Okay, so he goes to Edge City. Wow. He's going there because there aren't a lot of superheroes that will bother him in Los Angeles.
Sure.
Because New York, oh my God, so many.
Right.
Away. He's just going to take vacation.
You just got to deal with the West Coast Avengers. And
which, like, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, and the Runaways, but they're hiding.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, like, he's hiding from them who are hiding from everybody. Yeah, so, whatever. So, he's hiding. And then, so he ducks in. Oh, because he thinks he sees Hawkeye. And he's like,
uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Ducks in.
Yeah, because she would not put up with him.
Yeah. So, then he
arrow
ducks in.
In his butt.
In his butt. And he's like, I can't have an arrow on my butt today. So, he ducks into this club, and then he sees him.
Yeah.
And so, at first, he's like, I got to get this mask back. Oh, my God. And... he gets the mask back, but he's like, oh. He gets the mask back, and then like a burglar guy takes the mask from him and puts it on, and then he's like, there's something different about this mask guy. There was like, I'm now realizing that I liked that guy wearing the mask.
Yeah.
Sure, he needs Ipkiss in the mask.
Yeah. So he
goes.
It is
an irresistible combination.
It is truly.
It really is.
Truly.
Yeah. Man, those teeth.
You put Jamie Kennedy, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same. Ew, really? Is he in a later mask?
He's in Son of Mask.
Oh, no.
And then the mask also ends up on a dog for some part.
Yeah,
it's
on the dog sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog just straight up pees on things.
Yeah, it's like Slimer. It's gross.
Yeah, it's real gross.
Oh, that is the mask Slimer.
Mm-hmm. When the dog wears it.
Yeah, that's like the exact same character.
It's like a disgusting little, it's like Peeves. It's just like a disgusting little thing that
we don't
like.
We don't eat it.
So then he's like, oh, I think this guy and I could have a lot of fun in Edge City. And they just go playing tricks on people and throwing big party, lavish parties. And, I mean, for sure they fuck and it's nasty, but I think the focus is on them having fun and like,
and fucking with people. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they would have a really good time.
Yeah.
So if the mask is like, contains the spirit of Loki, is Loki in some sense like having sex with himself then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Does Loki...
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Does Loki get down with Ipkiss without the mask?
So here's what it is. Okay. Oof. So he thinks that it's, I just love to have sex with myself. And just this guy is just like, I just like the combination of this guy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day he goes and he finds the mask and they have so much fun, and it's like even better sex than he's ever had before. Turns out that guy he like goes to pull off the mask, and it's like prosthetics. And he went to his friend Botan, who did the thing, and had him do fake mask makeup on him. It's just him fake pretending to be the mask.
He hasn't been wearing the mask for a while.
Yeah, and he's like, I haven't been wearing the mask for a while. And he's like, wow, I fell in love with Stanley Ipkiss.
It's the Dumbo conclusion.
You had it in you all along.
All along.
The feather.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, hot.
What a roller coaster.
That
ride.
Went everywhere. That was pretty romantic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's nice to imagine Loki settling down.
I mean, they break up.
Yeah, of course. He takes the mask and fucks off into another dimension.
Well, because he starts to really get comfortable, and that's what scares him.
Of course.
So he's like, I've got to go.
Oh, what a bad boy.
I know.
Loki. Well,
and also,
Loki.
Also, you got to stop riding fences.
The collector appears on Earth and like takes the mask for himself, takes it back to nowhere.
Okay.
And then Loki's got an adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like he can settle down and like do fuck around stuff for a while, but like he's got to get back to Marvel Universing. He's gotta
tesseract everything up.
Yeah.
He does sometimes check on Ipkiss, though. Because Ipkiss ages and dies like a normal person.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he'll like check in. But he doesn't say anything. He just poofs in. Yeah, you're still here, poof out.
Yeah.
So he's currently in control of the time stone, is that right? Or this? Yeah.
Yes. As we stand as of recording today, which is September 22nd. We don't know. We could learn some other stuff.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Disney Plus hasn't come out yet.
Yeah,
but it will.
So he could, but he could go back to Edge City at that point in time whenever he wants.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah.
So he doesn't have to, as long as he has the Tesseract.
Oh my God! So that's the thing. They can have a relationship of like 2 years every day, but he's like, he's been doing this for like, you know, hundreds of years maybe.
That is at his convenience.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's like a real life Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
In what sense is it real life?
It's not in a movie.
Monkey, do you have a comedianship?
Mine is also Mike Birbiglia related. It's
from
the movie Don't Think Twice, which is about a bunch of improvisers who end up kind of going their own ways. But there is a relationship in it. With Keegan-Michael Key, who plays Jack, and Gillian Jacobs, who plays Samantha. And essentially, Jack gets on to Saturday Night Live, or like their version of Saturday Night Live, and so moves beyond the improv troupe. And she kind of doubles down and like returns to the art of it and gets even deeper. Because
he gets hacky about it, right?
Well, yeah, he gets hacky on stage, but he's also on Saturday Night Live. You have to be.
Yeah.
It's not improv anymore. There's no. It is.
He's
art.
Made it.
It's sketches, and they have to please everyone. So of course they're shittier. And so there's this scene, and it's one of my. I just think it's such a good scene where, and maybe it's because I've done so many improv scenes, but where their relationship has been on the skids.
Mm.
It's not good. They may even be like fully broken up at this point, and she shows up to a show, and I think she's the only person who shows up.
Yeah, it's the final show.
It's the final show, and no one else shows up.
Yeah,
and she ends up based on
which. Also, I think it's just worth noting that like that is a semi-common thing in like improv that you will go to a show for your team and not really know how much of your team is going to be there. Like that,
right.
I think we've all been in that boat where we were like, "Oh, it's just going to be doing two prom tonight."
Okay, yeah.
But it would be worse if your friends were on Saturday Night Live at that moment.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, oh, not only they're not here because
they made it.
Because they made it, I'm here.
Right.
But she's okay with that because that's the scene. It's so cute. So she ends up in a well in her improv scene. And her ex-boyfriend, I can't remember how broken up they are at this point, but certainly after this, they're broken up. Jack shows up in this and like steps on stage. And so like there's that moment. Like he showed up.
Yeah.
Like that's meaningful. And then in character, he like offers to try to help her out of the well, and they have this whole metaphor. I might cry. They have this whole metaphorical conversation where she's like, "No, I'm happy here. Like, you can leave me in the well. Like, you're not leaving me. It's okay. Like, I'm safe here. I'm fine." And he's like, "No, like, I can bring you with me." And she's like, "I'm happy here. Like, I'm gonna stay." Like, thank you, but go. And it's like the sweetest, saddest breakup in an improv scene I've ever seen on film.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a good one. Also sad.
Yeah. Oh, it's very sad. But it's also, that's like, relationships are not forever.
And yeah. It's also, I mean, Mike Birbiglia's writing.
Yeah. And Mike, I mean, I feel like it's coming from that same thing. But it's, people change and things change. And that's, I mean, that's the key of that thing. Like, spoilers for that movie, it starts being about an improv team. At the end, it's about a bunch of people who used to be on an improv team.
Yeah.
There is no improv team left by the end of that movie. Mm. Everybody's gone on their own path.
It's a good flick. I like it. The first time I watched it, a lot of it was a little too close for
me. Sure.
Because I was very much in the thick of my, like, I'm going to be on five improv teams right now.
Yeah, word. Yeah.
Important phase.
Important phase. Yeah. Because it gets you to the I'm going to be on no improv teams phase.
Eventually. Yeah. Same. Where you're just like, oh, I wish I could go back to that. And then you think about the five teams that you're on. You're like,
yeah,
maybe like just one or two.
One or two. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't need to do the full five.
Yeah. I don't need to be doing a show at 12:30 on a Thursday night.
Or just like every single day and like rushing shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, I got us 12 minutes of stage time at 1 a.m.
In Westwood.
Oh, God. Oh, and it's, oh, God.
Don't worry. No one will be there.
And we'll each get a minute for each member of our team.
Oh, a bringer show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a disappointing.
Yeah.
That's
and you're like, oh, cool.
Minute and a half for every person on your team.
No, thank you.
Gross.
Only bringer show I ever did for improv. I used to do them
I've
stand-up.
Done them for stand-up. I've done them for stand-up, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Stand-up is what I feel like they're a lot more common in stand-up.
Yeah.
But the only one I ever did in improv, it was a five-person group, and we each brought, like, seven guests because we're, like, we're getting a set. So we had, like, a 37-minute set.
Oh, my God.
No. They blacked us out at 9 minutes.
Man, probably because it was bad. I'm just kidding.
I was thinking the host team wanted to play.
Yeah, no, they were probably like, we're hosting this. These people don't get to do a full thing. We want to...
No, Kelly, I'm sorry. I'm going to just stick with your original comment.
Oh, that it was bad?
Did you just flash the lights at us?
Yeah, did you just give me the light?
Yeah, I'm really getting back into...
Yeah. Wow, we're going back into that. Honestly, I don't think people... Like, you know, bringer shows are common in stand-up, but I think the thing that always pissed me off was people that were like, you have to do bringer shows. It's part of the culture. I'm like, no, you don't.
Mm.
You don't have to do bringer shows. No, you don't.
I feel like stand-up, and as a person who never did stand-up, I feel like stand-up is very... Like, there's a lot of grumpy vets... Who want to tell you like rules?
Oh, that wants you to suffer as they suffer.
Yeah, which is like improv.
Improv has a little bit of that.
Yeah,
but
you
it's
can find those grumpy vets.
Also, improv at least pretends to be like a nurturing
and nice
community. Yeah,
right.
It's not always, but like it at least has that stated goal.
Well, stand up is like a lot about ball busting and shit.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And I think there's a thing to improv where because. It very rarely, you know, you've got like your Who's Line or whatever, but there's not like a direct career path. Like,
right. What's end game for that?
If you're doing improv for your career, it's because you want to be an actor.
Yeah.
Or a writer.
Or a writer.
Or someone.
Yeah. But it's not like you're not going to get an hour-long improv special on Netflix.
I think getting on SNL, especially for like UCB New York people, is that or was that at a certain time.
Okay.
I don't know if it's. It is for them, but I feel like a lot of people were going through that program or performing there to ultimately get on SNL.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But there's very few slots. Like, is it like three people a year become featured players?
Or two.
Or, I mean, maybe we'll find out someone else.
Right, sure.
And if we do, let's just listen to our podcast first. Yeah. Or hire them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Do some vetting.
Just some.
Colin, do you have, because it's impossible to toast to relationships on us talking about comedy for 10 minutes, do you have any questions from Twitter?
Well, we all met each other through comedy.
Yeah. I agree.
I think that's the important thing, actually,
truly,
when people, the reason why I think a lot of people, it, no, it's not the reason why people do improv, but I feel like doing improv is something that gets you to meet people that will change your life. And also, like, that's how you get gigs and jobs.
Yeah.
Truly. It's like from working with people in this kind of context, and they're like, oh, you know, then someone will be like, hey, I want to write this thing. Do you want to write it with me? Or like, hey, we need someone to work as, like, I don't know, a PA on this job. Yeah. Like, I need, and they'll find, they'll look within the pool that they know. It's less direct.
Yeah. I mean, there's like the social aspect, but there's also the where, like, you can sort of start to understand your own sensibilities.
Yeah, totally.
Like, as like an immediate thing. But then also other people can see your sensibilities and you can see other people's sensibilities too. Like, it's all, it's super, like, we can trash on it and whatever, but like, it is super useful for
that. It makes you a better person. Yeah, I think doing improv makes you a better person. Look, a lot of bad people we know that do improv were worse before. It's so hard to believe. Yeah, I know. It's really hard to believe, but it's true.
I wish everyone could be in the room for that, because, like, the moment of silence on the mic, I'm sure, didn't convey the face that Ryan left.
Very skeptical.
No, I know.
I think, yeah, the theory of the underpinning theory of improv are things that are important to be a good member of society.
It gives you tools.
Yes. I think you can get laughs on a stage and still be a shitty person.
Oh, totally. And I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there when it's happened. Yeah. And you're like, wow, cool. This is fun for all of us here that are not you. That's fun.
You probably are having fun.
You are having a blast, and you're going to finish this and after the show be like, that was a really great show. And we're all going to be like, uh-huh. Yeah.
See you next week.
Yep.
So we do have a question from the internet.
Yay.
This comes from the only Eleanor, at Eleanor Fitchett. And they ask, Shippledips, what is your favorite romantic but asexual ships? Love the show. Purple Heart, Black Heart, Purple Heart.
Cool.
Romantic but asexual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first one I thought, I don't know, okay. I guess I feel like in fiction, or at least in the fiction that I'm reading, and maybe that's my own, or that I'm watching, so maybe it's my own limitations, I don't know that there's a ton of asexual representation.
Mm-mm.
So it's hard for me to think of, like, canon asexual ships.
Yeah.
Especially, like, successful ones. But I will say that the first thing I thought of was a couple that's asexual by nature, and that's Casper and Christina Ricci.
Oh.
But that's not the question. So I'm right.
It's tough because, so like for most of fiction, you kind of have to either go to something that is, like you say, asexual by nature, or just asexual by omission.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Here's one that in my head. So either for, and I would say this doesn't exist now, but since the most recent movie came out, but I think. An argument could be made that Ray and Finn are a romantic asexual couple.
Yeah.
I think that argument could be made.
Yeah.
I think you've got to make the argument. No, I don't know what the movie is.
No, the movie doesn't. And I've read arguments, and this was before the most recent movie came out, that Ray is like an ace character.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish that, you know, we did, I very much wish that we had more asexual representation. Because then we could answer this question more easily. Mm-hmm. So I think that is like a definitely a contender. I think that because of the most recent movie where you see her and Kylo Ren fighting, it's just like, okay, well, no, that's a highly sexual.
Right.
Yeah, it's charged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only, I was thinking, like, the only actual asexual character that is in a property I've ever seen is from that Dennis Leary show, Sirens.
Yeah.
Which Mogi and I,
people saw it.
At least two of us saw it. But
Todd Chavez.
Yeah, I was going to say Todd.
Todd is that.
Sorry,
and then
sorry.
Emily from BoJack Horseman.
I don't know that I find their relationship that romantic.
I mean, it's kind of a bummer.
She's tough.
It's a bummer.
Which one's Emily? Is Emily?
Emily is
not his high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer ship.
It's a bummer ship.
She's not there with him.
Largely because, like, he's wrestling with being asexual. Like, he comes to, like, that realization as they're, like, working their shit out. So, yeah, it ends up being kind of a bummer. Well, but like Todd is the only.
Yeah, and then he dates the dolphin.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, she's like a sea urchin or something.
Yeah, that's when I was like, I don't know that I find that. But maybe this, like, they could sell me on a romance there. I just, so far, I haven't.
Yeah.
The thing I was thinking of, and this feels, like, it's very well-written stuff, so I recommend it if you haven't read it, which you probably have if you are interested in asexual literature or fandom. But the Burger Girl arc with Jughead.
Okay.
I thought was really well-written, both as, like, underlining that he is ace, but also showing how, while ace, he may still be interested in a romantic relationship and what that would look like. Of course, it was with a girl in a burger costume. So there's like a silliness.
Right.
But and it's complicated for him.
Yeah, it's complicated. And then it's Sabrina. But don't worry about it. But it's, but I feel like that, I thought that was a good way to, it was a nice way to see someone pursue, like, have romantic feelings and all of that while never trying to, like, take away from their asexuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and while not trying to be something that they're not.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, I guess I gotta dig deep. I feel like I need more.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners have, like, good examples of asexual relationships, romantic relationships,
yeah,
we would love to hear about them.
Oh, yeah.
You can tweet at us at shippledips, that's shipple like nipple and dips like nips, or email us at shippledipshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships!
You did it for the first time.
I did one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.